Challenge of taking the longer route of 7 canopy walks. We did that on time. We came down to have lunch and then head out to the Caicos Castle, where basically our tour guide showed us all the history that went down in Caicos Castle. And I think so far today was a good day.
Okay, thank you very much. But can you add up the details that will be happening, what will be happening tomorrow?
Right, so tomorrow is our Accra City Tour Day, where we take our guests through the streets of Accra, show them the main landmarks in our capital city of Ghana. Basically, that entails the Independence Square, the Jamestown Fort, and then we do the W.E.B. Du Bois Center. That evening we have a party organized by the Location Accra team, dubbed the Juneteenth Freedom Party, which is happening live in Garage Ghana, and it's proudly sponsored by Johnny Walker, which is one of our main partners in this event. And so we're looking forward to having a good time tomorrow.
Okay. One question, please. What inspires you, like, when doing this work? Do you feel happy when you're doing this work?
100%. I love Ghana, and I love showing people what Ghana is about. In 2019, we all know the current president, Nana Akufo-Addo, declared it as the year of return, and that has brought the chance for us to be able to, you know, freely show Ghana and showcase Ghana on an international scale. And me just talking about Ghana all the time basically is the passion that I have in doing what I do. And it's not only me, it's a collective effort of the main CEO who owns this company and a group of partners that we work with together to ensure that all these things are done and coordinated crisp amount of time. So, yeah, that's what I'm passionate about, and that's why I like it.
Thank you very much. My name is Diasam. What's your name?
My name is Nanama.
So which role do you play?
Managerial role. Okay. So I have to make sure everything is well placed. There's water, there's drinks, everybody's in the car. I need to make sure everything is in control. So basically, that's what I do.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. Thank you very much for your time. My name is Diasam. And what's your name?
My name is Esisika.
Can you tell me your role?
I'm part of the operations team.
Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Okay, so basically, operations, our job is to make sure everything is the way it's supposed to go. Security, food, water, punctuality. That's our job. Our job is to deliver. So whilst our colleagues are doing the main thing, getting people to come to our country, ours is to execute. Then yeah, so that's what we do. Yeah. So
thank you very much.
Behind the scenes.
Thank you very much. Hello, please. My name is Diasam. Please, what's your name?
Me, Bellum.
Please, what was your experience? Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Huh?
Your experience about the tour.
Oh, it's an interview. Okay, so so far it's been very good. It's been very organized, and I really have enjoyed every detail of the trip.
Okay, so about the Caicos Castle, what did you learn?
Oh, now that was just like a very, very much of a spiritual type of experience. You know, trying to seeing all the. How they people were treated, like, it was just very, very heartbreaking to recognize and really acknowledge, like, what was happening to our people. So yeah,
thank you very much for your time.
That was the bridges, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I think that was a great the rainforest. I like how all the bridges go through. It's a little scary with the swaying of the bridges, but I thought it was exciting. Camp Coast, that slave castle was like eye-opening for the fact that we was literally sitting in the little cells and dungeons of actual slaves, our ancestors. Like, there's no way in the world, like, people say, oh, slavery wasn't real, this and that. Like, right there and then, you knew everything about it was real, and you felt like it was part of you. Like, that was your ancestors, your DNA is right there And it was just a touching experience, and I just appreciate that we actually had the opportunity to go.
Thank you very much. Please, what's your name?
Robert Gamage.
Okay, thank you.
Kenny.
Okay, can you tell me your experience about both Khakum and Cape Coast Castle?
Both experiences was great, you know, new, learned a lot of new things. I got a lot of exercise. I know that black energy never dies, and I want to make sure that we always try to build up, bitch that crap, work on trying to, you know, make it easier, you know, making programs so we can continue to do stuff like this and get back to the motherland, and also bring back the bridge for the Caribbean islands, West Indies islands as well. It's just as much as in the, you know, all of the diaspora. So, but that's, that was a great experience. I 100% recommend anybody to do it. I'm mad I didn't just have a whole video camera and record the whole thing.
Okay, so would you encourage anyone outside Ghana to come and experience this?
Anybody outside of Ghana?
Yeah, outside of Ghana. Your friends outside of Ghana.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. My friends anywhere, you know? And I'm going to also have the people from Ghana experience, you know, come across too. You know? Come to the West Indies and all, everywhere, you know? We should be back and forth.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
What's your name?
Portia.
Okay, so how was the experience?
My experience was amazing. Great experience. Customer service was excellent. We had a good time. Everybody was friendly. Food was great. I enjoyed myself.
Okay, so would you encourage anyone outside Ghana to join you next time you're coming?
Of course, no doubt. I would most definitely tell my friends when I get back to the States.
Okay, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Your name first.
Ruel, R-U-E-L, last name Samuels, S-A-M-U-E-L-S. And my experience here has been very enlightening, provided with great knowledge about the history of the continent of Africa, but more specifically, the country of Ghana. I felt very connected to the people. I feel like this is the black New York City. Like, I feel like this is ours. And for me, I really hope that our people return back here and build and kind of cultivate the land, you know, so that we could have our own. We could take back what was taken from us. You know, I think the land is still fruitful. I think we can all come here and have enough to build. But if we don't wise up and understand that if we don't start taking some of this land, then somebody else is gonna come and take from us our beautiful ocean fronts and coastline will be taken, you know, once somebody else come and see the value in it. So I hope that black everyone come back here. Jamaica, Africa, Canadians, all black everyone come back home.
Thank you very much for your time.
Hey, thank you.